We're back continuing this follow-up to Enough is Enough, joined now by Chief Charles Clark, who's the Director of School Safety for the Long Beach Unified School District. Chief, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Give us a picture of how safe the schools are in Long Beach.
Yeah, if I'm a parent and if I'm wanting to send my child to a safe place, I will send them to school. School has a trained staff that works very diligently from emergency preparedness issues such as fires, earthquakes, and that thing, sort of thing, down to the basic issue of, is the child getting enough nutrition? Is the child able to come to school in a condition to learn? Schools are safe. Send your children there.
And you supervise a staff of security officers that work for the school system, but you also coordinate with Long Beach Police Department and fire, for that matter.
Yeah. One of the major issues that we have is we partner with Long Beach Police Department, Signal Hill, Lakewood Sheriffs, and we actually purchase services of law enforcement nature. In other words, we purchase school resource officers to be on our campus because we place a very high value on the safety image of having that uniform officer on campus.
And you yourself are a former police officer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, we want to focus on preventative measures as well as enforcement. And part of the 41-hour telethon brought to the attention of the community the rather extraordinary program in Paramount known as the GRIP program. Gang resistance is paramount, and Tony Ostas, the program manager, was in fact on the telethon. And as you know, the GRIP program starts in the second grade where people come in and teach second graders about the problems of gangs, and then a major effort is made in the fifth grade. And my question to you is, are we doing something like that in Long Beach? And if not, why not?
Okay, we work to the standards framework in health education and safety. And at this point in time, we haven't really taken a serious look at GRIP, or I personally have not. Since you brought the issue up, I have contacted them, and I am going to take a real solid look at their program. We use a lot of different curriculum. The big problem we have is the competition for time. We have to teach children a lot of stuff, and the time is just very, very tight. And bringing new curriculum and new programs in, we have to make sure they're validated programs, that there's been research done that shows that they are very productive programs. But since you brought this particular issue up, I guarantee you we will take a look at it.
Well, that's great. And, of course, there is no magic bullet and no one solution, as we heard earlier. And as in the telethon, it takes a real team effort to really get a grip on this. But it seems to me that Paramount has a 20-year track record with good results. And one of the problems with just asking teachers to incorporate this in their health science division is that, you know, teachers have so many other things to worry about, teaching math, teaching English, and now, okay, teach about gangs. Gangs are bad, and they're on to the next thing. Whereas the GRIP program brings in specialists whose sole function in life is to teach about this thing. Not former gang members, but specialists. And it seems to be worth a hard look.
Yes, and one thing I would point out is we do bring law enforcement officers into our classroom to teach the DARE program,
yes,
which is actually a validated program, and they deliver that anti-gang, anti-violence, anti-drug material. But that doesn't mean that there's not other programs
sure.
out there that we could take a look at.
And I spoke to several people in town in responsible positions, and they said, you know, gangs have been with us for 20 or 30 years, and which is true. But that doesn't mean that it absolutely has to continue. And like Michelle mentioned in the last segment, this tipping point concept, if the community really collectively decides that this is enough and we're not going to have it anymore, maybe something really can be done.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I use the term positive adult confrontation. If we get the adults in our community to confront this problem positively, then we can make some very significant progress dealing with some of these issues, such as gang and drugs.
And, of course, it takes resources, but I do not believe it's primarily a resource problem. I believe it's an act of political will.
Well, I can't really address that, but I do think that each of us individually have a role in doing that confrontation where we deal with the gang problem or the drug problem. And that's what I train my officers to do, and I know the Long Beach Police Department, the sheriffs, do exactly the same thing.
And Chief Batts in the telethon and in the interview that I did with him as part of the telethon made the point that it's not a problem that just affects one area of the community, the west side or the north part. Mm-hmm. Gangs impact everyone, whether directly or indirectly through taxes or resources. It is a community problem, even though some people may not fully recognize that.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct. Our students, our core population is in downtown Long Beach, and those students actually go to school maybe as far away as Lakewood or East Long Beach. So the conditions that the child is in the downtown area may have a significant impact on some of the outlying suburban communities, and we're very, very aware of that. And we work very hard with the kids to minimize the impact of, you know, some of the baggage they may be bringing with them to the classroom.
Now, there's 6,000 gang members in Long Beach with a population of 500,000 people, so that's over 1%. Can you picture some future time when our city doesn't have gangs?
Well, I'm going to have to leave that to the subject area experts. I think law enforcement would probably be better to address that particular issue.
But you would agree it would be a wonderful community that is able to rid itself of gangs.
Oh, absolutely.
And not to mention the loss of life among gang members and the stunted future that they face.
Yeah, and we're very dedicated to making sure our children are safe and have a very productive time in the period of time that they're with us. One thing to remember is our schools, you know, people have this traditional Little Red Schoolhouse concept. 3 o'clock in the morning on a high school campus on a Saturday, you're going to find some program going on, whether it's athletics or an educational program. Constantly we go out and we discover that teaching is being done at the oddest times and in the oddest places. And our staff, the teachers, and of course my staff in school safety are tremendously dedicated to keeping our children active and involved in the school environment.
Well, I think that's very encouraging to view schools as a community resource and with the physical plan available at other times. So, Chief, we've come to the end of the segment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.